from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Greece has a new prime minister, but leaders in Europe offer perspective. Radical leftist Alexis Tsipras has been sworn in as Greece's prime minister, but European leaders are balking at meeting his demands to cut the country's deep debt and renegotiate the austerity measures they have imposed on Athens. The 40-year-old Tsipras and his Syria party won a sweeping national election on Sunday on a promise to end austerity controls that have led to a sharp pension and wage cuts, higher taxes, and massive unemployment. But the international lenders, who've kept Greece financially afloat with nearly $300 billion in bailouts, showed no intention of agreeing to Mr. Tsipras' call to trim Greek debt and restore many of the cutbacks the creditors demanded in exchange for the loans. The Nigerian military reported fresh fighting with Boko Haram insurgents on Monday. That's a day after the group seized an army barracks in northeastern Borno State and attacked the state capital of Maiduguri. A defense spokesman, General Chris Ulukolade, told VOA that an operation involving air and land assets is underway to retake the barracks in Monguno, about 180 kilometers northwest of Maiduguri. Also, the army said on Twitter that the troops battled militants on Sunday night and early Monday in Konduga. It's a town about 25 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri. It said those ground troops are in charge of the area, and substantial amounts of heavy weapons have been captured. It's said that both sides have suffered casualties. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged $4 billion in American investments and loans to India, but said trade between the world's two largest democracies is still marked by so much untapped potential.
1% to over a billion people. We do about $100 billion a year in trade with India, which is a great improvement since I took office, but we do about $560 billion a year with China. And that gives you some sense of the potential both for the kind of growth that India might unleash and the potential for greater trade between our two countries.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi pledged reforms in his country to cut business taxes and eliminate obstacles that have deterred corporations from investing there. The World Bank has rated India as one of the toughest places in the world on the ease of doing business, but Mr. Modi has vowed to change that. The sound of a woman grieving over the body of a loved one in the war-torn region of Ukraine. Earlier today, Ukraine's military said seven of its soldiers had been killed and at least 25 wounded in the past day during renewed fighting in the separatist war-torn eastern region. VOA's Al Pessin has more from Kyiv.
The Ukrainian army says the soldiers were killed and two dozen wounded during 24 hours of fighting on Sunday and Monday. Most of the fighting is in the northern part of the area claimed by the rebels, who pushed Ukrainian troops out of the Donetsk airport last week and appear to be trying to take more territory to the west. A rebel leader declared the ceasefire negotiated last September nullified, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called for new talks.
Мы убеждены, что мирный процесс необходимо возродить.
Lavrov said it's necessary to restore the peace process and that Russia is trying to arrange talks between the rebels and the Ukrainian government. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.
NATO officials said they'll be holding an extraordinary meeting today to discuss the resurgence of fighting in the eastern Ukraine. A monitoring group said Kurdish fighters took control of the long-besieged Syrian town of Kobani on Monday after months of fighting Islamic State militants, though the Pentagon declined to declare the battle over. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and senior Kurdish official Idris Nasan said Syrian Kurdish forces and Iraqi Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, had retaken Kobani, also known as Ain al-Arab. Street-by-street warfare has nearly emptied Kobani of civilians since Islamic State fighters began their offensive in July. From Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.